Part 1, The Works of George Fox. Volume 3 of 8, The Great Mystery of the Great Whore Unfolded and Antichrist's Kingdom Revealed unto Destruction, the many lies of Christendom exposed and refuted here are the principles of priests and professors and pastors in the apostasy, who have gotten up since the days of the apostles, that in this day have risen against the Lamb and against the saints. For since the days of the apostles, the beast has had power, the false prophet and mother of harlots, which inwardly raven from the Spirit of God, which have had the sheep's clothing, and by that means have deceived the nations, and gotten the kings of the earth, and clothed them with the outside, by which the kings of the earth, and the beast, and false prophet, dragon, devil, mother of harlots, and the great whore have joined together in one against the saints, overcome them, and cast them into prison, and drunk the blood of the saints, and prophets, and martyrs. But now shall the saints and the Lamb have the victory, who kills and slays with the sword, which are the words of his mouth, agreeably to the apostles' doctrine, who wrestle not with flesh and blood. Now the beast, false prophet, and mother of harlots, devil, and antichrist, that have drunk the blood of the saints, that have the sheep's clothing, these are the killers with the sword, the slayers with the sword, the imprisoners and persecutors, which was not the work of the true apostles, true ministers, that kept the faith and patience of Jesus. The martyrs, the saints, and the prophets suffered. Now these were in the spirit that gave forth the scriptures, but the others got the scriptures, antichrists, false prophets, mother of harlots, the devil, the beast, and all his names, which killed and slew with the sword. These are inwardly ravening from the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lamb, the Spirit of the Apostle, who killed and slew with the sword, which are the words of his mouth. So all these names, in the whole Christendom among all that are called Christians, have gotten up among them since the days of the apostles, which are gone out of the life, and faith, and spirit they were in, which they had unity in, which was the bond of peace. These have had the words, but ravened from the life, and so are all on heaps about the words, and giving one another names. So look in the whole of Christendom, and see what abundance of names there are, which should be one family. All these names, horns and crowns, and building up and throwing down, are all a mark among them that have had the words but were out of the life, which life now is risen, which the apostles lived in, which they since the days of the apostles have been out of, in many names and heaps, in the apostasy. Now with the life is all this fathomed and comprehended, in which is the unity, which life brings people to know God, and unity with him and with scriptures and one with another, and all are one here if there be 10,000 times 10,000. And you who read over this book may read and see things which you never read nor saw printed. Did ever the lambs worry the wolves? And did not the wolves get the sheep's clothing, and raven after the sheep and lambs, that they might get among them? Pride and wildness and pleasure have swallowed up people, teachers, and ministers, that if any are sober and still, presently he is a Quaker. And thus modesty is eaten up. In answer to many false doctrines and principles which Babylon's merchants have traded with, being held forth by the professed ministers and teachers and professors in England, Ireland, and Scotland, taken under their own hands and from their own mouths, sent forth by them from time to time, against the despised people of the Lord, called Quakers, who are of the seed of that woman who have been long led into the wilderness. Also, an invasion upon the great city Babylon, with the spoiling of her golden cup and delicate merchandise, whereby she hath deceived the world and nations. And herein is declared the spoiling of her prey, in this answer to the multitude of doctrines held forth by the many false sects, which have lost the key of knowledge, and been on foot since the apostles' days, called Anabaptists, Independents, Presbyters, Ranters, and many others, who out of their own mouths have manifested themselves not to be of a true descent from the true Christian churches. But it is discovered that they have been all made drunk with the wine of fornication, received from the whore which has sat upon the beast, after whom the world has wondered. Click here to read Edward Burruff's outstanding introductory letter to the reader site Editor's Introduction. This is a book of George Fox's answers to the many accusations and objections against the doctrines and beliefs of the early Quaker movement of the 17th century. You begin to see the opposition and accusations as coming from men who deliberately turned a blind eye to the scriptures they spent years studying. Desperate to hold on to their positions of power and salary led them to speaking lies and hypocrisy, which seared their consciences beyond operation. They even deny the specific scriptures that support perfection, union with Christ and God, Christ in you, the kingdom of heaven within you, being taught directly by God, the light in every man that comes into the world, revelation from God, hearing the Spirit of God, and more. Regarding the ministers and priests in this book, the word of God within my heart spoke to say, they plead strongly the scripture is the last you will ever have, and then preach against others who have had revelations. They cannot understand what the Spirit is doing. They teach the commandments of men, they render themselves odious. They will eat the fruit they have created. The door slams shut on them all, these will have their remittance, pray heed the reason. They are so puffed up in their own fleshly knowledge of the scriptures that they cannot imagine anyone with more spirit than themselves. And if they admitted the possibility, they would have acknowledged they are the unperfected disciples, who were blind guides, of whom Christ warned us and told us to leave them. They would be without any followers, without an income, without the prestige of their job. In the 17th century, many churches were emptied by the truth of the early Quaker movement, which panicked the priests into whipping up their followers and the government officials to violently persecuting the Quakers on a massive scale. 869 Quakers died in prison, not including those attacked in their meetings by violent Protestant mobs and soldiers. Tens of thousands were imprisoned for failure to swear or for not paying legislated tithes to the Protestant priests, and many, many more had their property seized. Three godly men and one woman were hung in Boston by the Puritan Congregationalists. In most every case, it was the priests and ministers who stoked the fires of hatred against the Quakers, just like the Jewish high priest insisted on the death of Jesus and the council itself stoned Stephen. As was Christ's condemnation of the Pharisees who had the scriptures, you have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, and you do not have his word abiding in you. John 5:37-38. So is the condemnation of Christendom's preachers, who deny Christ's spirit, word within, and light within, to be the teacher, the cleanser, the purifier, and the perfecter of his disciples. Why can they not hear the word in their hearts? Why do they have no light to see the revelations of God? Because they teach errors, leading others into captivity and destruction, and are thus condemned to captivity themselves. Because they were never called, never taught, never sent by the Lord. Because they preach for money in their covetousness to be admired by men. Because they lord it over their congregations. Because they are like the Pharisees, uncleansed, unpurified, hypocritical leaders who outwardly appear righteous, but who are hypocrites whose hearts are full of wickedness and iniquity, sin. Because they are enemies of the cross, and their God is their belly, their lusts and affections, and their minds are on earthly things. The Bible is a complex book, especially if you start with incorrect understandings passed down through many generations. The more complex, the easier it is for someone to be fooled with erroneous teachings. We have all become confused by Babylon, which means confusion. It is easy for charlatans to exist within complex issues, and Christendom is full of millions of ministers and teachers who are charlatans. Just as the Bible predicted that the world would follow the false church, the whore, the beast, and devil, all transformed to appear as ministers of righteousness. If you read this book, you will read hundreds of erroneous doctrinal statements made in opposition to the early Quakers. These allegations usually directly contradict Scripture, exposing how hollow their religion really is, which includes the Baptists, Presbyterians, Episcopalians, Congregationalists, and more. You begin to hear the whore and her lies, you hear her howls of insecurity, completely disregarding the Scriptures. That whore continues to reign today in the 41,000 sects of Christendom, but her remaining time is short. The whore and her billions of followers worship a different Jesus, created from a subset of scriptures, ignoring hundreds others that conflict with her creation, and twisting others into the opposite of their meaning. Their created Jesus does not speak to them, their God doesn't teach them, their God doesn't cleanse them of sin, or purify them, or perfect them. Their God has the form but no power. And those who follow these ministers of this other Jesus will not realize their error until they die, at which point the real Jesus, who has power, will say to them, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I have never known you." Most of the doctrinal misunderstandings come from selective scriptures of Paul's letters, while ignoring many others that are necessary to understand the whole. Peter spoke of those who misunderstood Paul's letters. There are some things in his letters that are hard to understand, which those who are unlearned and unstable rest twist to their own destruction, as they also do the other scriptures. 2 Pet 3:16. and Jeremiah spoke of their predecessors. The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I did not send them, neither have I commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision and divination, worthless from the deceit of their heart. Jer 14:14, the greatest stumbling block of the ministers, called by man, made by man, and sent by man, who quarreled with the early Quakers, was over the light of Christ. In addition to Christ being named the Word, Christ is also named the Light, which enlightens every man. The Light is the light of the Word, the light of Christ. Jesus, the light who enlightens every man who comes into the world. Jesus, the light of the world, who if man follows, will have the light of life, and will be reconciled and restored to God, who is light, to become children of the light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and there was nothing made without him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Him is Jesus, the life and the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the light. This man came as a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men might believe through it the light, Christ. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. John the Baptist was the witness of the light, Jesus, which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:1-9. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world every man, but men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil deeds sins, hates the light, so hates Christ, who is the light, and does not come to the light for fear his deeds will be exposed and reproved. But he who practices truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be shown to have been produced, formed, and powered through God. John 3:19-21. God is light. 1 John 1:5. Every good and perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither is there a shadow cast with his turning. James 1:17. While you have light, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light, that you may become the children of light. John 12:36. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. F 5:8. You are all the children of light to be, and the children of the day to be. We are not to be of the night, nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. For the people of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the children of light. Luke 16:8. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, so that you may show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. Giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Col 1:12. Now as he saw, later named Paul, near Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven shined around him. And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Acts 9:3-5. As Paul was later persecuted because Christ lived in him and who spoke, so were the Quakers persecuted. The light of Christ is persecuted wherever it appears in fullness of the stature of Christ, in which is the unity, without which unity are heaps of sects. Christ the light was the new covenant, prophesied to come to the Gentiles, to be God's salvation to the ends of the earth. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you for a covenant to the people, for a light to the Gentiles. Isaiah 42:6. Isaiah lived 778 years before Christ was born. He says, It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Isaiah 49:6. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Isaiah 60:3. A light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Luke 2:32. For the Lord commanded this, saying, I have given you to be a light of the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Acts 13:47. That the Christ would suffer, and that he would be the first who would rise from the dead and proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Acts 26:23. In this book, many of the ministers and priests of Protestantism argue against and twist the meanings of the following scriptures. Which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world? John 1:1-9, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to benefit all. 1 Cor 12:7, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all men. Acts 2:14-18, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Tit 2:11, they insist on disbelief of the above scriptures applying to every man. Why? Because then there is no difference between sinners in their sect and sinners outside their sect. They lose their imagined distinction, which imagined distinction exists because they deny the possibility of ever being freed from sin. If every man in the world has the light, and if every man in the world has been given the Spirit, then what do the sects have to offer? Nothing, because they are only a form of godliness without the power to change a man to become godly, pure, holy, clean, and perfect. And so you will read in this book how the false prophets constantly fight the scriptures that testify to the light and the Spirit being in every man. To deny the light is to deny 100 plus scriptures. Click to see that speak to a spiritual, supernatural light. Because the false prophets have never seen the light of God, they insist that Bible references to the light refer to a natural light. But the Bible makes a clear distinction between the natural light of the sun and moon and the light of God or Christ. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminates it, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations shall walk by the light of it. Rev 21:22-24, the sun shall no more be your light by day, nor shall the moon give light to you for brightness. But the Lord will be an everlasting light to you, and your God will be your glory. Isaiah 60:19, yes, the darkness does not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. PSA 139:12 note. In the following principles and answers by Fox, all references to see page number refer to the page in the document where erroneous statements were made that Fox then answers. Text in brackets more information has been added by the site editor. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Isaiah 2:5, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7, and the nations shall walk by the light of it, the light of the Lamb. Rev 21:23-25, an answer to many principles held forth by some of those called ministers, teachers, and professors in England, taken out of their several books, with their names to them. And also several other sayings and writings of the priests and professors of this nation, gathered together and answered. Samuel Eaton, who calls himself a teacher of the Church of Christ at Stockport in Cheshire, in his book called The Quakers Confused, Sent to the Parliament, Principal, said in his epistle to the Parliament, then sitting at Westminster, that they are not to judge of saintship, according to the large charity of some who are truly good. Answer. So here is another doctrine different than Christ's was, who said, the tree is known by its fruits, and by their fruits you shall know them. And the fruits of the Spirit are known from the fruits of the flesh. Again, in the conclusion of his before-said epistle, he begs pardon of the Parliament for the thoughts of his heart that he has spread before them, and so puts them Parliament in the Pope's place by begging their pardon. Likewise, in his epistle to the reader, because Richard Waller witnesses his teacher within and bids others to mind the light within them, and that he was come off from all other teachers. He judges this to be delusion, contrary to John the Apostle, who said, you need no man to teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you, which is truth and is no lie. 1 John 2:27. And again, in Heb 8:10-11, you shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know him from the least to the greatest. For the Lord will write his law in their hearts and put his Spirit within them. Principal, he said, he does not believe that there is any substantial, essential, or personal union between the eternal Spirit and believers. Answer. Although the scripture said, the Spirit dwells in the saints, 1 Cor 6:17-19, and he who is joined to the Lord is one Spirit. 1 John 4:12-16, as though the saints had not union with God, which the scripture said they have. Principal, he said, it is palpably false and blasphemy to say that the saints know all things and have power to work miracles to the glory of God. Answer. Contrary to the minister of Christ, John, who said, but you have an anointing from the Holy One and know all things. 1 John 2, 20. Also John 14, 26, 16, 13. And Christ said, "Greater works than these shall you do that believe in me." Principle, he said, though we believe that the Spirit of Christ dwells in the saints, yet we assert the Spirit of Christ to be distinct from the saints. Answer: how are they led by the Spirit? How are they led into all truth? And how are they sanctified by the Spirit and their unity in the Spirit? By which Spirit they have unity with God, by which Spirit the saints worship Him. And he who is joined to the Lord is one Spirit. He that has not the Spirit of Christ is none of His. And so they without the Spirit of Christ are distinct from the Spirit. But they who have the Spirit of Christ are not distinct and are in unity with it and one with another. Principle. He said, although there is the same Spirit in all the saints that gave forth the Scriptures, yet all saints have not the same inspiration of the Spirit that the prophets and apostles had, so as that they should be able to give forth infallible truths and directly discover the pure and clear will of God, as the prophets and apostles did. Answer: in this he has showed his ignorance of the Spirit and of the Holy Ghost, and himself is the false spirit gone out into the world. For the Spirit of truth shall lead into all truth and bring to memory Christ's words, and does inspire into them the things of God, and does reveal to everyone according to his measure. Principle: the Spirit does not communicate according to the capacity in the creature. Answer: then there is no one who can divide the word aright. God gives to every man as he will and reproves the world and leads the saints into all truth. Principle: he said, they had not known the significance of the words of Christ, but by the evangelists. Answer: I say, neither he nor anyone knows the significance of Christ's words by the evangelist's words, but by the evangelist's spirit and by the same inspiration which you say that you don't look for. Principle: he said, the Scriptures do give their own sense and are a standing rule. And yet you said a little before in page 4, they are dark and are left to you to give a sense. Answer: here then you confuse yourself. The Spirit of God is the standing rule which leads them to speak forth Scripture and not others' words, and the prophets and apostles' words Scripture did not lead to speak forth Scripture, rather it was the Spirit that led the holy men of God to write Scripture. Principle: he said, they who had the anointing within them had not an infallible judgment. Answer: John said, they know all things, and told them, try the spirits, whether they were of God. And said they had the Spirit of God, which Spirit is infallible and gives an infallible judgment, which Spirit was to try the false prophets that were gone out into the world. Principle: in some places you said, the Scriptures were dark and hard to be understood. Answer: and here you say, it is plain and easily to be understood, page 8. Mark your confusion, for the Scripture is not understood without the Spirit. All references to see page number refer to the page in the document where erroneous statements were made that Fox then answers. Principle: he said, there is an infallible judgment, which may be made from the Scriptures without the Spirit, page 9. If there is an infallible judgment to be made from Scripture without the Spirit, then why are there 41,000 sects of Christendom, each with a different interpretation of the Scriptures? It is impossible to understand the Scriptures without the Spirit of God teaching a man, which teaching is by revelation of the spoken word and the light showing a man, because what may be known of God is revealed in them, for God has shown it to them. R0M1:19. God shows a man by his light and imparts life to a man by his spoken words, providing a man hears and obeys. The Spirit gives life, but the letter Bible is dead. 2 Cor 3:6. Answer: who can judge infallibly without the Spirit? Christ told the Pharisees, who had the Scriptures, they were of the devil, and judgment they had neglected, and he did not own their judgment to be infallible. And the apostle said, what they knew who were separate from the Spirit, they knew naturally as brute beasts, Jude 1:10-19, though they spoke high words in hypocrisy. And there are you with your infallible judgment, as you said, without the Spirit, which is proved fallible. There is no infallible judgment to be given that stands without the Spirit. They that judge without the Spirit will judge amiss and not infallibly, as the Jews judged Christ fallibly, and as the natural brute beasts did which Jude speaks of, there you are. Principle: and he further said in the same page, that the Scripture is to be judge of the Spirit and a light sufficient to judge of doctrine and manners. Isaac Pennington in The Great Apostasy said, I dare boldly affirm that men's reading of the Scriptures in their own wisdom and self-confidence, or confidence of what interpretation others have given, does them no good at all, but much harm, tending to the building up of what God will again destroy. But he that begins with the Spirit of God, giving himself up to that light which comes from him, comes to true union with God, and to the feeling of the life, and so to a true growth and knowledge of the Spirit of God, by which he comes to know and understand the Scriptures, which came from the same Spirit. And hereby also he comes to be able to measure the deceit of his own spirit, which formerly led him aside, and also to see and measure the spirits of deceivers. But he that is in the deceit, in the imagination, out of the true knowledge, he cannot know the deceit of his own spirit or the spirits of deceivers, but calls the truth deceit and the deceit truth. Answer: The Jews who had the Scriptures did not have an infallible judgment, but stood against Christ the light and judged Christ to be a devil. That judgment was not infallible, and their doctrine and manners were not right, which stood against Christ the light. Principle. He said, the conclusion is that the Scriptures is the foundation of an infallible judgment concerning things contained in them, and not the Spirit, page 10. Answer. So he has thrown out God and Christ, and the spiritual man who was before the Scripture was, who was the cause of the giving them forth, and the inspiring them through the saints, which the Scripture said, shall judge the world, yes, angels. And he may say upon this conclusion, that the world and the devil have the judge, for they will get Scripture. Principle, he said, he who can bridle his tongue is not a perfect man. Answer, which is contrary to the Apostle James, who said he is, and so you are out of James' doctrine. Principle, but the saints have not Christ in the flesh, page 12. Answer, contrary to Christ and the Apostles' doctrine, who said they were of his flesh and of his bone and should eat his flesh, and they that eat his flesh have Christ in them. Principle. He said, Christ within sufficient for all things to teach them, and to make them perfect as he is and as God is. Now, said he, such a having of Christ as this is, we assume not, nor dare assume, and we declare against it as a satanic delusion, and the Quakers are the poor creatures that confess this in them, page 13. Answer, and you who are not made perfect by Christ the truth, you remain out of truth in the delusion, and so you are out of the apostles' doctrine. Principle. The pastor said, that such a voice as comes directly from God we have not heard, and such a direct inspiration as this from God we have not received, nor do we wait for it, page 13. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, they obey. John 10:27, everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. John 18:37, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. Rom 10:17, 8:30, 10-14, listen to and obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk completely in the way that I command you, so that it may be well with you. Jer 7:23, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Rev 3:20, blessed is the man who hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Proverbs 8:34, Luke 11:28, he who is of God hears God's words. You cannot hear his words because you are not of God. John 8:47, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matt 4:4, read the many scriptures, which explain the consequences of not obeying the voice of the Lord. Answer, so showing himself to be of those who God never sent, so you are as the Jews that could say, Moses heard the voice of God, and the prophets heard the Lord's voice. But their own ears were stopped to the voice. For Christ said, you have not heard the voice of God at any time. And you say you do not even look for it. And you who deny direct inspiration have denied the power of the Spirit, for that is directly received from the Spirit, and the ministers of Christ witness it. Principle. All that pray by the Spirit and speak by the Spirit and do not show a miracle are imposters, page 14. This man shows his ignorance of the Bible, to which he professes his faith and rule. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for the benefit of all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another many kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these are by that one and the selfsame Spirit, distributing to every one severally as he will. 1 Cor 12:4-11, in his anger and envy against the Quakers' claim to speak and pray from the Spirit of God, He demands they all must perform miracles to be believed, and he calls them imposters. So, he has shown his ignorance of Scripture and ignorance of the body of Christ, of which he is obviously not included. Answer. Many prayed by the Spirit and spoke by the Spirit, who did not show miracles at the tempter's command. Though among believers there are miracles in the Spirit, which are signs and wonders to the world, as Isaiah said. But these are the impostors that pray and speak, but not by the Spirit of God. Principle, because the Quakers say that such as preach and speak, but not by the Spirit of God, are the false prophets which the Lord never sent, this the priest said is an evil design, wherein lie venom and poison. Answer. They were and are in the evil design that spoke not, nor preached not from the Spirit of God, and lie in the venom and poison. Principle. He said, though Christ was then in heaven, and spoke not. Page 15. He says Christ does not speak only because he cannot hear Christ himself, and he will not hear as long as he is teaching errors and leading his followers into the captivity of the ditch. The Holy Spirit will never educate the ministers of Babylon, which would only make Babylon stronger and the chains on their listeners even heavier. Anyone who turns from evil to the best of their understanding, while humbly seeking God with persistence and without supporting Babylon, will hear him and receive revelation after revelation. Answer, contrary to the apostle who said he had spoken to him and has spoken to us by his Son, as Acts and Hebrews. Principle, he said, all that are brought to the faith of Christ are not built upon a direct voice that comes from God to themselves, nor to any others who are their teachers. See page 15. All references to see page number refer to the page in the document where erroneous statements were made that Fox then answers. Answer. Who shows he never received faith from God, which from him is given, which faith is direct. Through which faith they have access to God who is direct. And he goes about to overthrow all teachers made by the will of God and by Christ and the revelation of Jesus. For how can they be ministers if they have not had the ministry revealed to them? So he who denies revelation does not know the Son nor the Father, and denies himself to be any true minister. But by man's will, which is not direct, who as true ministers minister by the Spirit and are direct in the Spirit, which you are not? Principle, he said, that there may be much fallacy and delusion in revelation. That God did not intend direct teaching, nor to give out a direct voice in after ages, which should direct and guide men in the ways of salvation, page 16. So that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, by having the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, F1:17-18 The Son reveals, by revelation, the Father. No man knows the Son but the Father, neither does any man know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Matt 11:27 He who has seen me has seen the Father. John 14:9 The Father reveals the Son. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Cor 4:6 Answer, which is contrary to the Scripture, which said, all the children of the Lord shall be taught of the Lord. And he who is of God hears God's word, and that is direct and lives and endures forever. And there is no fallacy nor delusion in the revelation of God, but all fallacy and delusion are out of it. Principle, and he said, Timothy had not his knowledge directly, and yet he was in the faith. And he said again, the faith which was once delivered directly from heaven to the saints cuts off all from having any faith more delivered from heaven and of all other direct voices from there. Answer. So he has shut out Christ, who is the author of every man's faith, to whom everyone is to look, who was before Scripture was. That which was once delivered to the saints and given to the saints now must know, they must know their giver and deliverer, and must know from where the faith comes in this age, as well as in the other age. For if they have only words that speak about the saints' faith, about how they had their faith delivered from God, if the saints do not now have their faith delivered to them from God, as those in ages past did, then they have only words, as the devil had, who stood against the author of the faith, Christ the light and the truth, and as the Jews had, but were out of the saints' faith, and stood against those who were in it. and Timothy had direct teaching, for he had the testimony of the Lord, 2 Tim 1, 8, and you say he had not direct teaching. Principle, he said, there must not be waiting for a direct word, but that word which has been already to the prophets and apostles. None have the word spoken as it was to the prophets and apostles, they must have it indirectly. See page 17. Answer. The word that was spoken to Isaiah, the apostle felt directly, which the pastor said he did not. For there was no scripture that came except by direct inspiration. And the word is direct from the Spirit, and all the ministers of Christ preach the direct word and wait for it, and the outward written words with ink and paper are indirect. Principle, he said, but an overcoming of the body of sin, such as delivers from all sin in this world, is expressly against the scriptures. See page 18. Click to see many of the scriptures that testify to being delivered from sin in this world. Answer. Contrary to Rom 6, contrary to the apostle to the Colossians, where he had put off the body of sin, and contrary to Christ, who saves and cleanses from all sin by his blood and blots out all sin. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Principle, he said, that Christ is in heaven in his humanity, therefore not to be seen, not to be heard, not to be handled by us or any others that live upon earth, and they cannot give their own assurance. See page 19. Not to be seen, not to be heard, what an empty shell and form only is this man's so-called religion. He contradicts scores of scriptures, and there is not a single scripture in the entire Bible to support what he has blatantly stated. He is exactly like the Pharisees, of whom Jesus critically said, "You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. And you do have not his word abiding in you, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are those that testify of me. But you will not come to me, that you might have life." John 5:37-40. Answer. So shows that they were never made ministers by him, who never saw him, nor heard him, so never handled the word of life from the Father nor the Son, nor saw it, nor heard it, so are the pastors that spoil the flock. And he is the earthly Adam and humanity, but Christ the second Adam is the Lord from heaven. Principle, he said, that Timothy was commanded to preach, and yet had not heard, nor seen, nor handled anything of Christ. See page 20. Answer. Contrary to the apostle, who told him to stir up the gift in him, and told Timothy he was in the faith, and he was to be strong in the grace of Christ. And whosoever has faith, knows Christ to be the author of it, and knows something from Christ, and so you have confused yourself. Principle, he said, that the saints do not see Christ, for the heavens contain him, page 20. Answer. The apostle said they sat with Christ in heavenly places, so he is contrary to the apostle. And Christ was in them and walked in them, and God dwelt in them, and Christ is in you, except you are reprobates. Principle, he said, the whole mind and will of Christ and God is left them in letters scriptures, page 21. All the books in the world could not contain the whole mind and will of Christ and God. Without a word written of the New Testament, Peter's preaching of words supplied by the Holy Spirit converted 3,000 Jews at Pentecost and 5,000 Jews at the temple a few days after. Read the book of Job. They had not a single scripture, yet from the Spirit they had more knowledge of God than all of Christendom put together. George Fox has an excellent writing, The Heathen's Divinity, to the shame of Christians, showing that the heathens in the Bible showed more knowledge of God than Christendom. Answer, the apostle said, it is past finding out, the unsearchable wisdom and the secret things belong to God and are revealed by the Spirit, and no man knows them but by the Spirit. Principle, and he said, the gospel is the letter. The books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were named gospels, but not by Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Luke called his book a declaration. They were incorrectly named gospels by men in the apostatized church without spiritual discernment to even know what the gospel was. The gospel is a mystery. The gospel is the power of God, which cannot be contained in a book. The gospel has been past tense, preached to every creature. The grace of God has appeared to all men, Tit 2:11, and in Romans the good tidings were described as, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, truly, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world, Rom 10, 18, PSA 19, 4. The gospel was preached to Abraham when no scripture at all existed. Gal 3, 8. So this preacher does not even know what the gospel is, much less how to preach it. And what he calls the gospel, he fails to preach completely, ignoring almost all of Jesus' commands and teachings. The whore's preachers make a great noise about the headlines, but hide from you the fine print of the contract, the exclusions, the requirements, and the qualifying conditions. Answer. The apostle said, "If the gospel is the power of God, and the letter kills, and many may have the form and deny the power and so stand against the gospel, which is the power of God." Principle. And he said, "The devil shows his spite and spleen in them who say they have the word, as it was in the beginning, against the scriptures." See page 22. Answer, that is not so. For they that have the word that was in the beginning own the scriptures and are not against them, but are in that which fulfills them. The word is in your heart and mouth, so that you might obey it. This is the word of faith preached by Paul. Rom 10:8-17-30, 10-14. Principle, he said, that all the saints receive the Spirit of Christ, yet never heard his voice. It is impossible to be a saint without being taught by God, shown the secret sins in one's heart, and purified by God. There are no saints who have not been delivered from sin, whose hearts and souls have not been purified and cleansed. This man thinks by believing Scripture, he has faith. But faith is received from hearing the Lord speak to you from within your heart, and then faith must grow through a series of revelations. For this to happen, a man must seek the Lord with all his heart and strength, making every effort to add to your faith, virtue excellence, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Therefore, brothers, be diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things you will never fall. 2 Pet 1:5-7-10. Answer, this is confusion, for the sheep of Christ know his voice. Everyone of the truth hears my voice. John 18:37. Principle, he said, they are uncovered when commonly they have two caps on their heads, and the people are covered when they have hats on their heads. See page 29. Answer, this is according to your deceitful teaching and learning. Principle, he said, the scriptures is the voice of Christ to them. Answer. And Christ said to the Pharisees that had the scriptures, they never heard the voice of God at any time. John 5:37, for they were not put forth among the sheep. But the sheep heard the voice that gave forth the scripture and came to the life and Christ the end of them. Principle, and he said, there is a direct voice which speaks within, which we have never heard, nor do we know it within ourselves experimentally, and we believe and hope that we never shall know it. See page 30. Note. These men state they hope they will never hear the voice of God, because they think the only voice to be heard is the voice of the devil. Yet Jesus said that the reason the Pharisees could not believe in him was because they had never heard the Father's voice nor seen his form, because they did not have his word dwelling in them. John 5:37-38. Now if the Bible is the word, then these men should have his word dwelling in them and be able to clearly hear the Father's voice and see his form, for they esteemed the Bible as the rule and source of faith. But they admit that they cannot hear from within. These men could not believe the Spirit of Christ speaking in George Fox and thousands of other early Quakers because they had never been taught by the Holy Spirit, and so spiritual things are nonsense to them. They are natural men. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Cor 2:14. The Protestants of England and America killed over 1,000 Quakers because the Spirit of Christ spoke in them, just like the Pharisees killed Christ. Those religious men in the flesh cannot stand to hear of their error from those speaking from the Spirit of God. But as it was then, he who was born after the flesh persecuted him who was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Gal 4:29. Just like the Pharisees thought Jesus had a devil, the Protestants of England and America thought the Quakers had a devil speaking in them. Just like the Pharisees thought they were serving God by killing Jesus, so the Protestants thought they were serving God by killing the Quakers. Yes, the time is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is doing a service to God. John 16:2. The Spirit of Christ will always expose deceit and lies, particularly among those who call on his name. Such exposure of the devil's deceits results in a violent backlash from those whom the devil has deceived to believe they can remain in their selfish, godless, human nature and please God. Answer. And so shows that they never knew the Spirit of the Father speaking within them, but follow their own dreams and spirits and stop their ears against that of God in them. And that direct voice within, which is the spirit of inspiration, and the word of God in their hearts, which men should obey, they call the voice of the devil, and pray to be delivered from. Principle, and he said, to say Christ is within them, doing all directly and infallibly within them, and so say it is Christ and the Spirit within them, and not they. Answer, now this he calls a spirit of delusion. But the apostle said, I live, yet not I, but Christ in me. And he works all in us and for us after his own good pleasure. And this was not a spirit of delusion in them. And this you are reprobated from and found in your own works. Principle. And he said, what was within them was not eternal and infallible, when the Quakers asked him whether it was or not. He said, no, what judged in them was not eternal and infallible, and said, they assert no such thing as that concerning themselves. And he said, though all the saints have the Spirit of Christ dwelling in them, which is eternal and infallible, yet that this Spirit should do all that saints do, and should say all that saints say, and should judge for them both of persons and of things after an infallible manner, and that they should neither say, nor do, nor judge anything by any understanding of their own, but the Spirit, all this we deny. These are his words, page 31. Answer, which is contrary to the apostle who said, as many as are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. And Christ acts all in them, and for them, and the fruits of the Spirit. And the spiritual man judges all things. And that is it which leads the saints to divide and discern all things, both temporal and spiritual, the spiritual wisdom of God which gives them a spiritual understanding, which men must rule withal, but not with their own, that comes to nothing. And you who have not what is infallible to judge in you, know not the Spirit of Christ, neither can you judge of persons or things that have not the infallible judgment, nor the spiritual man. Neither do you have the Word of God in your hearts, nor Christ which is eternal and infallible, all which the Quakers have, to judge persons and things. Principle, he said, that children are of the seed as to the church privileges and external ordinances of a spiritual nature. Answer. Mark his confusion. But Christ said, you must be born again, or you cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven, and such are of the church. Principle, he said, if they can but destroy all forms, the power will fall with it, for the form preserves the power, page 37. Answer. Contrary to the apostle, many have the form but deny the power. The power preserves the form, sees the end of forms and destroys them, and brings to see before forms were, where forms are not. For the apostles who lived in the power, denied the Jews' forms and Gentiles both, as we do now deny the popish forms and yours which you have invented and set up. Principle. And a direct teaching, he said, of the Spirit, and to wait for secret inspiration of God, is to subject men to satanic delusions. See page 40. Answer. Contrary to the apostle, who said, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and they were to wait for its revelation, as in Peter. And all are in the satanic delusion that are not in the direct teachings from the Spirit. And every one that has this Spirit, and the leading of the Spirit, has what is direct. Principle, he said, the prophets and apostles drew people to an outward word. Directly contradicts scripture of the apostle Paul, but what did it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. That is, the word of faith which we preach. Rom 10:8-30, 10-14. And what Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matt 4:4. Answer. Now is what lives and endures forever outward, and did not they bring them to Christ the power of God, which is the end of words, which is directly from God? Principle, he said, is not the gospel an external way? Answer, no, the gospel is a living way, which is revealed within and is the power of God to salvation. Principle. Are not they seduced, said he, who are drawn off from the external means, by which the Spirit is given and faith wrought, to wait for the receiving of the Spirit without any word to convey it to them? Which Spirit, when they have it, is not the Spirit of truth, but of delusion. See page 41. Answer. The Spirit and faith are not conveyed to any man without the Word, and they are seduced who rest in the external from the eternal, and the Spirit is not given by external means, neither is faith so wrought. Principle, and he said, they need not any man's teaching them, but as the Spirit in the Scriptures teaches, and they need not that any teachings of man should be added. Note the deceiver whom John warns us about, these things I have written to you concerning those who seduce you. But the anointing that you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need any man to teach you, But as the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. 1 John 2:26-27. Answer. And so by this he has thrown out himself from being a pastor and all other such pastors and teachers. The Spirit is not in the Scriptures, but was in those who gave them forth. And the Spirit which gave forth the Scriptures, and which was in the saints, opens the Scriptures again and leads into all truth. Principle, and he said, there is an excess in that Scripture which said, you need no man to teach you, but as the anointing teaches you. Notice how the false prophets want to disregard the Scriptures that don't fit with their false doctrines? Answer. And here he speaks as if John did not mean as he spoke, and would make John, who spoke truth, as false as himself. Principle. And the apostles saying to the saints, and you know all things, he calls an excessive speech, for no one knows all things but God. Page 42. This man doesn't know all things, but he is so arrogant that he thinks since he doesn't know all things, the Scriptures must be wrong. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. 1 John 2, 20, but the anointing that you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need any man to teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. 1 John 2, 27, but the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit and whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you. John 14, 26, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. John 16, 13, answer, so contrary to John, the minister of God, and would make him a liar. So he is in the false spirit gone out into the world. Contrary to 1 John 2, 20, who know all things. Principle, he said, outward teaching is the way and the means whereby the deep and profound and necessary truths of Scripture come to be understood, but not direct. Page 44. Outward teaching has resulted in 41,000 sects in Christendom, each with a different opinion of what Jesus and God require, each with a different Jesus and a different gospel. Answer. So he has denied the Spirit to open the Scriptures, direct inspiration by the Spirit and it teaching, and set up an outward in the room of it. Here his Spirit is tried again, gone out into the world. For salvation is direct, and the means that bring to it, and none know the Scriptures by outward teaching, but directly by the Lord God. Principle. And he said, ministerial gifts are not now to be found in the world, such as the ministers of the gospel had in the primitive time. Answer, therefore no such ministerial work now as was then, nor any such officers as pastors, teachers as were then. He has proven himself to be one of the false spirits which went forth from the apostles into the world. And yet he said, Christ is with them to the end of the world. And yet said there is no hearing of his voice, nor seeing him, nor handling him, so he has confounded himself and showed to all that he has quenched the Spirit. Principle. He said that the apostle was silent in that point, that men must be endued with extraordinary gifts. Answer. The apostle's epistles prove to the contrary, who said, without faith you cannot please God, which is a gift and an extraordinary gift, and said, he who has not the Spirit of Christ is none of his, which is an extraordinary gift. So you are another ministry and other pastors and teachers, and what is another gift than the apostles is not the gift of God. Principle. He said, how comes the apostle to raise up a living to some persons for preaching, when he said, that they that preach the gospel must live of the gospel? See page 48. Answer, it was contrary to the apostle to preach to raise up a living for preaching, for he said they were not to preach for filthy lucre's sake. But they that preach the gospel live of the gospel, that is not as you raising livings who make a trade of the form, denying the power which is the gospel. Principle, here he cries out against gifted men's preaching and said, Paul prophesied against them, page 49, and names them to be such as have itching ears. Answer. As he has gone out from the apostles, so he cries up his imagined gifts, and disowns those gifts which the apostles did not cry against, but said, everyone must minister that had received a gift, and you are one of the itching ears gone out from the apostles. But the gift is to be specifically trained and authorized by explicit command from the Spirit to minister. The gift is not to have a talent for public speaking, receiving the praise of men, when all men speak well of you. For so did their forefathers to the false prophets. Luke 6, 26. A true minister of Christ only speaks words as supplied by the Holy Spirit, and he may stammer in delivery for the speaker is not important, only the words are important. Principle, he said, that their synagogues, commonly called churches, were not ordained for any spiritual uses, as for serving God in them. See page 51. Answer. Which is contrary to all the professed teachers in the nations, who say they are ordained for the use and service of God, and call them churches. But to this I believe he will call his words back again. Principle and Pharisee-like, he teaches to break Christ's command, be not of men called master, and calls it a civil honor. Answer. And here he has proved himself not to be a guide of the way, and the governor of a man's life, for that title, master, belongs to Christ, and not to any man. These are his words, and the signification which he gives of that title there. See page 52. And yet he dare presumptuously take it and plead for it, which Christ denied in the Pharisees, and so impudently break Christ's command, and so has showed that he walks out of his doctrine, and is a transgressor, and no minister, but an antichrist. Principle, he said, the apostle never bred up any that they needed no man to teach them. Page 53. Answer, and so gives John the lie, who said, you need no man to teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you. And the prophet, who said, you need not say every man to his neighbor, know the Lord. See, and denies the effectual work of the new covenant, but all shall know him from the least to the greatest. Principle, he said, Paul denies perfection to himself. This is one on the false prophet's favorite scriptures in their attempt to prove they don't have to be perfect. Paul said, not as though I were already perfect, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Phil 3:12, he did not say, I am not perfect. He said, not as though I were already perfect. He is talking about an attitude about being perfect. This case is strongly supported in the next verses when he says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Phil 3:15, he is saying, as many of us as are perfect, don't consider yourself so, don't relax satisfied that you have everything, rather press on. Be like me, be humble, not boasting, and if you have a different opinion, God will straighten you out. Why would Paul be reluctant to claim perfection? Because Paul was very careful to be humble. It is dangerous not to be. It is even against a tenet of love. Love does not boast. 1 Cor 13:4, he is advising the brothers not to boast about being perfect or even claim perfection, but to be like him and take notice of those who walk like him, considering themselves to have room for improvement and growth. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as you have us for an example. 1 Cor 13:17, answer. Paul did not deny perfection to himself or others, but his work was to the perfecting of the saints, but your work is to keep men from perfection, and that has been the minister's work since they apostatized from the apostles. And yet Paul judges him again and said, as many as are perfect are thus minded. Principle, he said, there is a contradiction in the letter, speaking of the scripture, page 60. Answer, showing that he does not know to what condition it was spoken, for there is no contradiction in it, except in those who are out of the spirit that gave it forth, there is the contradiction. Principle, and he said, there is a perfection that respects justification and not sanctification. See page 61. Answer, now there is no perfection but where there is sanctification. Principle, and he perverts the scripture of John that said, if we say we have no sin, and he said, whosoever said he has no sin deceives himself. See page 62. Answer, so he wrongs John's words and puts he for we and is charging sin upon the elect, and so himself is found a liar. For there is a time for men to see they have sinned, and a time to confess and forsake sin, and a time to witness the blood of Christ cleansing from all sin. And he who is born of God does not commit sin. And here the children of God are manifest from the children of the devil. The false prophets take 1 John 1:8 out of context. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us, and say that proves no one can ever be without sin, ignoring the next statements and ignoring the context of the process of purification being referenced. To be purified, you have to have sinned to start, or purification is not even necessary. John is referencing sin that is to be destroyed, not carried to the grave. The verses before and after John 1:8 explain the verse in its context. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7, John in the very next verses explains how Christ's blood cleanses us from all sin. He said, if we say that we have no sin when he reproves us, We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We start as sinners before being cleansed. If we do not deny our sins when He reproves us, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness is sin. If we say that we have not sinned when He reproves us, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. 1 John 1:8-10, 5, 17. When you examine these verses in lieu of the verses before and after the above three, this is the meaning. With faith in the name of Jesus, we go to the light, Jesus, in humble silence to wait, listen, and watch, hoping for purification by His blood and grace. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, we have no humility, and we get no help. The truth is not in us. If when He, the light, Christ, shows us our sins and we acknowledge them, He will forgive and cleanse us of that sin. But if when He, the light, Christ, shows us our sins, and if we say we have not sinned that He has shown us, thinking He is not the truth, thinking whom we hear to be a liar, we receive no help from Him. And His word fails to be planted in our heart, so that it can control us in the future. Thus we have rejected Christ as a liar and we have shown our hate for Him, John 3:19-20. But if we accept His conviction as true, He forgives us, cleanses us from sin, and His word stays in our heart to keep us from sin. This is how we are cleansed from sins until we are clean and purified. We believe what the light shows us, and that the light is Christ. We believe Jesus within, the true light, given to every man who comes into the world so that he might believe. John 1:7-9. It is not enough to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, born of a virgin and resurrected from the dead. We must believe what He says to be true and then act on it. Faith without works of loving obedience to God is dead. James 2:20. Jesus also told us to believe in the light so that you may become children of the light. John 12:36. It is not enough to believe there is a light. We must believe what the light shows and tells us to be true and then act on it. It is by grace through faith that we are saved, delivered from all sins. By waiting on God, we receive the teachings of grace, the convictions of grace, and the removal of sin by grace, ending in our salvation by grace. John in the next verses continues, "My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. But if any man does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we know Him, if we keep His commands. He who says, 'I know Him,' and does not keep His commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word obeys the Lord's commands spoken to him. Truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him. He who says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way as he walked." 1 John 2:1-6. Starting as spiritual little children, if we obey the word that we hear Him say to us or what He shows us in the light, Jesus being the light and the word, and if we abide in Him, we are of the truth and we know we are in Him. And God's love is perfected in us, resulting in us walking as Jesus walked, in love and truth. We progress from little children to become young men that have overcome the wicked one, to then become fathers in the truth. We grow up to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. F4:13. John continues, "And every man who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he, Jesus, is pure." 1 John 3:3. Whoever commits sin practices lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. 1 John 3:4. And you know that he appears in us to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. 1 John 3:5. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. 1 John 3:6. For this purpose the Son of God is revealed in us, that he might destroy in us the works sin of the devil. 1 John 3:8. The purpose of the Son is to destroy the devil and his works sin in us, if we go to him. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed Christ remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. 1 John 3:9. John repeats later for emphasis, "We know that whoever is born of God does not sin. Instead, God protects the one he has fathered, and the wicked one does not touch him." 1 John 5:18. And his seed Christ are the words he has planted in your heart, words that you have heard spoken to you, the word of God. Luke 8:15. And Eaton, have you been preaching and praying all this while, and never yet heard the voice of God? The night is upon you, you have no answer from God. And as for the rest of Eaton's lies, we let them rest upon his own head, not being worth mentioning. The witness of God and his conscience shall answer in the day of his judgment. John Bunyan, Richard Spencelli, John Burton, and John Child in their book that they call A Vindication of a Book Called Some Gospel Truths Opened, are these following principles. John Bunyan was a Baptist minister and an enemy of the Quakers, writing several books severely critical of the Quaker faith. He was also imprisoned for preaching without a license. Through the efforts of George Whitehead, another eminent Quaker minister, Bunyan was freed from prison by decree of King Charles Roman II, showing that Quakers loved their enemies, returning assistance for insult. Bunyan's famous book, The Pilgrim's Progress, had appeared and was widely acclaimed as the greatest religious novel of the age by the priests of Babylon. Stephen Crisp wrote a contrasting tract, a short history of a long travel from Babylon to Bethel, to point out the differences between Bunyan's outward faith of rituals compared to the inward renewal of heart Quaker faith, using a similar fictional account of a journey. And as for Bunyan's lies and slanders, they will come upon himself. They are his own garments. And for the scriptures which he quotes, they are owned, but not to cover the wolf withal. In his epistle to the reader, he said, "The Quakers will own that salvation was obtained by Christ." "This is truth," said he, and but a little before, he said, "They deny that salvation that was obtained by him." And thus he has shamed his father of confusion that taught him, the father of lies, who says and unsays, for salvation is owned by Christ and God and no other. Principle. Again, in the same epistle, he denies that salvation is obtained by Christ within, and said, the scriptures do not prove it, and calls it fighting against the truth. "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ is formed in you." Gal 4:19, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is alive because of righteousness." Rom 8:9-10, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love," F3:17, answer. The apostle said, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, and that is within. And the engrafted word is able to save souls, and that is within." And the apostle said, "If Christ is not in you, you are reprobates." And that is not opposite to Christ without them, nor contrary to the scriptures. "And none know salvation, but who know this Christ in you? Who is the salvation, and where he is within there is salvation. And so you are one of the reprobates that can talk of Christ without and denies him the salvation within." Principle, he said, the Quakers own Christ Jesus revealed to them in spirit and calls it delusion. "What? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." 1 Cor 6:19, "For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts, so as the light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the Messiah." 2 Cor 4:6, "And all of us, as with an unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image from glory to glory, by the Spirit of the Lord." 2 Cor 3:18, "Always bearing about in our flesh the same death on the inward cross of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who live are constantly progressing to death, crucifying the old man for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus might be revealed in our mortal flesh." 2 Cor 4:10-11, "As our selfish spirit, the old man, dies on the inward cross of self-denial, Jesus increases in us, like bread is leavened. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Romans 8:18, answer. And yet he said, others are carried away with error for not receiving Christ revealed in the Spirit. And this is his patched up stuff, comprehended with the Spirit, and with it is judged, who finds fault with those who have it, and is against those who have it not. Principle. He tells people of the history of the Word, and said, some have no other witness nor knowledge but the history of the Word and the relation of others. Answer. And yet he is against the revelation of the Spirit in the Quakers. But he is one of the beast's officers to fight against the Lamb, but it is to no purpose, who thus builds up and throws down. Again, Bunyan is railing against the priests and runs up into the pulpit himself. And so the wolf has got the sheep's clothing, and they can speak of Christ without, who are reprobates who have him not within. Principle, he said, the Lord Jesus Christ is afar off in his bodily presence. Answer, and yet he said, the Lord is at hand. And the apostle said, he was in them. And Christ said, he would dwell with them. principle, he said, they were sealed by Christ's death at his offering upon the cross. Answer. And yet Christ must come to save them at the last day. And the saints witnessed their salvation while they were upon earth, and said Christ was in them, except they were reprobates. And the Son of God was come and gave them an understanding. Principle, he said, the Quakers witnessed the teaching within, but said, the apostle witnesses the contrary. See page 4. Answer, why do you wrong the apostle and put your lies abroad when the apostle said, and Christ said, the Spirit of the Father spoke in them? And the apostle said, the law and the covenant of God were in their hearts, and the anointing was within them to teach them. But why do you fight against the apostles' teaching, the apostles' doctrine, and Christ's doctrine? Do you not see your weapon now fails you? You have cast yourself without, and have not the apostle and Christ corrected you here? Principle, and to prove that the blood of Christ was shed before the world was, he brings a scripture, which said, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Answer. Here all may see whether this is a fit man to teach, or whether he is not one of the novices. I leave it to all to judge who have a just measure, for the scripture said, since the world, and you say, before the world was. Principle, he said, that the Son of Mary, God-man, is absent from his church. Answer, contrary to Christ's words, I in them and they in me, and I will be with you to the end. So one of the blind prophets, contrary to John, who said, we are in him that is true, and you say he is absent from his church. And the apostle said he was the head of the church. But of your church we believe he is not the head, but will grind you to powder. And your words and your doctrine are corrected by Christ and the scriptures. And Christ said, where two or three meet together in my name, I will be among them. And the saints were flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Principle. He said, to be justified by Christ is not to be justified by the Spirit within. And that Christ within does not work out justification for the soul, but we must look out for salvation unto that man that is now absent from his saints on earth. These are his words. Answer. Corrected by the apostle who said, he works all in us and for us. And yet you say that Christ is absent from his saints on earth, who are corrected again by the apostle who said, Christ is in you, and contrary to Christ, who is the Savior of the soul. And men are justified through faith, and that is within in the heart, which is held in a pure conscience. And Christ is in the saints, who is their justification. And the apostle preached Christ in them, and where he is, there is justification. And they who have his light and fail to receive him incur condemnation. To receive him is to hear him, acknowledge him as the Son of God, and then to obey him. Principle, and he said, the Quakers are deceived because they say Christ is within them, kept down by something within them. Answer. Corrected by the apostle who said to the saints, Christ in you the hope of glory, and he was pressed down as a cart with sheaves. And Christ was in prison, and they visited him not, and hungry, and you fed him not, and you never knew Christ formed in you, nor the reigning of the seed, which is the heir of the promise of God. How was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, but among such as you are? Reprobates may talk of justification, in whom Christ is not, and you who witness do not witness him within, he is not your justification. Principle. And his principle is, that the place where Christ shall come to judgment is at the Mount of Olives, on the east side of Jerusalem. Answer. You have put him far enough off from you, and have not yet judged yourself, and Christ is come to judgment, and so are one of the false prophets who told people look for him beyond the sea, lo here, lo there. But who are come to Christ, the light, the life, they need not go forth. They who abide here are sealed by the Spirit and put not off the good and evil day. Principle, he said, it is a delusion of the devil and a dangerous doctrine to tell people to follow the light within them. Answer. They are in the dangerous doctrine and the delusions of the devil who draw people from the light within. And thus he opposes the foundation of God, the light which lights every man that comes into the world. And the doctrine of the apostle, who said, the light that shines in their hearts must give them the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. So he is one of the devil's ministers, opposing the foundation of God, drawing people from that the apostles drew them to. For no one comes to the kingdom, but who comes to the light within them. Principle, he said, that every man does not have the Spirit of Christ within him. Answer. But John said, every man that comes into the world is enlightened. And Christ said, I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, which shall lead you into all truth, and he shall take of mine and give it unto you, and he shall reprove the world of sin, the Spirit shall etc. mark. Every man, here are saints, disciples, and the world. Get from under this if you can, for under reproof you have come, and what reproves the world is manifest to them. And the wicked quench the Spirit, but the saints are led by it, and here are all men. Even those who hate Christ have the light within them, but because their deeds are evil, they will not come to the light but hide in darkness. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, neither does he come to the light, for fear his deeds will be exposed and reproved. But he who practices truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be shown to have been produced, formed, and powered through God. John 3:19-21 Isaiah and Job explain what is wrong with those teachers who cannot understand the Bible. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20 These are those who rebel against the light, who do not know its ways, nor abide in the paths of it. Job 24:13 So now we understand why John Bunyan denies the scriptures so plainly stated, he has no light in him. Principle, and again you say, that it is a filthy error to say, that that light which lights every man that comes into the world, will lead man to the kingdom of righteousness and peace. God is light. 1 John 1:5 Jesus is true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:9 While you have light, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light, that you may become the children of light. John 12:36 Now if one believes in the light, then one can become a child of the light, who is God. Is that not leading one to the kingdom of righteousness and peace? Surely a true child of God is in his kingdom. Answer. Thus he is splitting himself against the rock and striking against the foundation. For every man that comes into the world is enlightened, that through the light he might believe, and believing in it, he might not abide in darkness. And this he makes insufficient when he who does not believe in the light is condemned. And thus the spiritual Sodomite and Egyptian is blind, raging about the door. And no man comes to the kingdom of righteousness and peace but by the light within, and so he is in the filthy error himself, denying the light and hating it. Principle, you say, Christ is the light of the world, and yet not in every one that comes into the world. Answer. Corrected by John, who said, He does enlighten every man that comes into the world. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it, and he who hates the light is enlightened and will not come to it because it will reprove him. What does manifest to man an understanding of reproof is within him, and hating it, that condemns him. And the saints believed in the light, and they abode not in darkness, which unbelievers do, and stumble, which the others do not. Principle, and he said, Christ was not in his disciples when he said, I am the light of the world. Answer, and so is corrected by Christ later saying, who said, I in you and you in me. Principle, he said, they that will come to justification must go to Christ's grave without and to Mount Calvary, page 9. Answer. The scripture said, you need not go up to heaven nor say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it, but the word is near in your heart. Deuteronomy 30:10-14 So corrected by the scriptures. And the angel said unto those who went to the grave without, Why seek you the living among the dead? He is risen, and the saints sit with him in the heavenly places, and need not go to Mount Calvary for him. Principle. He said, The light wherewith Christ does enlighten every one that comes into the world is but a creature, and is not a spirit. Page 10. The light is Christ, John 1:9. God is light, 1 John 1:5. Jesus dwells in unapproachable light, 1 Tim 6:14-16. When you are completed in Christ, you too will be light, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. F5:8-10. To be restored to God is to have the light of life in your heart, the life of God within you as you are in the light. The light of the body is the eye, spiritual eyes. Therefore, when your eye is sound, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body is full of darkness. Be careful, therefore, that the light which is in you is not darkness. If your whole body therefore is full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Luke 11:34-36 Giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Col 1:12 Christ is the judge of man, which none of Christendom will dispute. Now look at the scriptures below and notice it is the light that judges a man. This is further proof that the light is Christ, who said he was the light of the world. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, neither does he come to the light, for fear his deeds will be exposed and reproved. But he who practices truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be shown to have been produced, formed, and powered through God. John 3, 19-21 But darkness cannot comprehend light, and that is why John Bunyan cannot understand. He has no light. Answer. John said, all things were made by him, made by the light, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And this shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. The foundation of God, which was before any creature was made, is the power of God, Christ Jesus the light. And the prophets and John's doctrine they stumble at, who say, the light by which all things were made and created is a creature, and so you are corrected by the scripture. Principle, he calls the light conscience, and a poor dunghill creature that will convince of sin. Answer. Which light was before conscience was, or creature was, or created or made light was. He made the sun, the moon, etc., and the light which was before these were made, and he is life and spirit too. For what convinces of sin is above the creature, checks him and reproves him and lets him see when he goes astray from the Creator, and that is the light of Christ, with which men see their salvation, with what lets them see their sin. Principle, he said, the law does not lead men to Christ, but under the curse, page 17. Answer, that is to those who transgress it. Solomon said, the law was light. And David said, the word was a light unto his feet and a lamp unto his paths, and so led him, and will lead those who do it from the curse and redeems from under it, of which law Christ is the end. Principle, he said, it is not the faith and works together that justifies in the sight of God, but it is faith and good works that justifies in the sight of men only, and said, works will not justify in the sight of God. And he said that works are only to justify so far as to show their faith to be true before men. Answer. Abraham was not justified to men only by his obedience, but to God, and where there is faith there is justification, which faith works by love. And the saints' faith and works were not only to justify them in the sight of men, for the work of God is to do what he said, and his will, which they who do not are not justified, but to be beaten with stripes. And they who seek to be justified by their faith and works in the sight of men are dead, faith and works both. Principle, he said, they are no Christians that do not hold Christ absent from his church, but antichrists. Answer, which is contrary to the scriptures, which say they are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and they are as near together as husband and wife. And thus he is ignorant of the great mystery, Christ and the church, which Christ is the head of. Principle. He said that the light with which Christ, as he is God, has enlightened every man that comes into the world, is not the Spirit of Christ, page 19. Answer, and so makes what comes from God and Christ, not Spirit, as he is God, and thus the man is beating the air. He said, Christ was God that lights every man. And yet, said he, not with the Spirit. How then can men be condemned for not believing it? So you have reproved yourself and are blind and fallen into the ditch. Principle, and again you say, though Christ, as he is God, does give every man a light, which is conscience, otherwise called nature. David speaks of those who have seen natural light, but will never see the light of life, Christ, in whom is life, the light of men. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see the light of life. PSA 49:16-19. To deny the light is to walk in darkness with no life. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12 To deny the light is to deny the current covenant and salvation of God. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you for a covenant to the people, for a light to the Gentiles. It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Isa 42:6-49 6 To deny the light is to deny God, for God is light. 1 John 1:5. To deny the light is to deny any knowledge of the gospel. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Cor 4:4 And, but it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1:10 To deny the light is to deny cleansing of sin. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7 To deny the light is to deny the inheritance of the saints. Giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Call 1:12 To deny the light is to have no love for your brother and to stumble. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion to stumble. 1 John 2:10 To deny the light is to deny where God dwells. The blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in the light that no man can approach, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:15-16 To deny the light is to deny 100 plus scriptures. Click to see that speak to a spiritual, supernatural light. The reason this man denies the words of scripture speaking of the light is because there is no light in him. Rather than to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isa 8:20 To deny the light is to admit being a false prophet and a deceiver. Answer. And so you have given those new names to the light of Christ, contrary to the apostles, as you may read, John 1:1-4:9. John does not tell us that it is conscience or natural light, as you do, and the light which every man that comes into the world is enlightened withal, was before all things, and by it all things were made. So it was before any naturals were, and is what gives all men the wisdom of God to order the naturals, so by the scriptures you are reproved. Principle, and he said, Christ will not give his spirit to the world. This man shows such blatant disregard of scripture. Acts 2:16-17 This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. 1 Cor 12:7 The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to benefit all. John 1:9 The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. John 1:4-5 In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Answer, but Christ said he would send his Spirit to reprove the world, and that is sent to them. And what does reprove them is manifest to them in the world, to their own understanding, and in them, which Spirit leads the saints into all truth. There is no man reproved, but it is within him, manifest to his understanding. And if he quench the Spirit that reproves him, he is not led by it, and that is the condemnation of the world. That light is come into the world, and men love darkness. And you do not call this Spirit. Now this is the condemnation of them whose consciences are seared, and of them who have the created and natural lights, the sun, the moon, and stars, which light was before they were. Principle, and you say, the scripture plainly denies that conscience can justify, though it may condemn. See page 23. Answer, which is contrary to plain scripture, where the apostle said, Rom 2:15. Their consciences either accusing or excusing. And again said he, herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. And the light condemns, which you call conscience. Principle, he said, that the gospel is called the ministration of life, but not of condemnation. Same page. Answer, but they are condemned who do not obey the gospel of Christ, and the scripture speaks of a savor of death unto death and a savor of life unto life, and the gospel is so, the power of God. Principle, he denies that Paul told the saints listen within. See page 25. Answer. Whereas Paul said, that the light shined in their hearts to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and it was the treasure in the earthen vessel, and Christ was within them, and the engrafted word was able to save their souls, and the hidden man of the heart. And he had revealed his Son in them, and many other scriptures, and he said, he served the law of God with his mind. And yet you say, he did not tell anyone to listen within. And he said, the word was in their hearts to obey it, and in their mouths. And can they obey that, and not listen within, and do that, and not have their minds stayed upon the Lord? Principle, he said, the light does not shine in the consciences of them that he lost. See page 26. Answer, but John said, the light shines in darkness, but darkness cannot comprehend it, and there is that of God in the children of disobedience and reprobates, as in Rom 1:2. Principle, and he denies that every man has the light. Answer, contrary to John, who said, "That is the true light which enlightens every man that comes into the world." John 1, 9, principle. He said, "It is a counterfeiting of the new birth, for men to follow the light wherewith men coming into the world are enlightened." See answer, "None come to the new birth, but they who come to the light which every man that comes into the world is lighted withal, which believing in, they are children of the light. Believing and receiving it, they receive power to become the sons of God." Principle, he said, "To say that Christ is risen within, there is no scripture to prove it." See page 28. Answer. Does not the apostle say, "Christ formed in you, and Christ in you the hope of glory, which hope purifies as God is pure, and Christ being within, does he not arise there before all waves are still, and shall he not arise with healing under his wings? How ignorant of the letter are the priests grown, and much more of the mystery. Jesus is resurrected in us to be our true Lord." 2 Cor 4:14, call 2:11-12:3, 1 F 2:6, Rom 8:11. Paul said Jesus was resurrected in him, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me," principle, and whereas you say you are confident that while some would persuade others that they have no sin, their consciences will tell them they lie. See page 41. Answer. The apostle told the Romans that they were made free from sin, and the Romans did not tell the apostle that their consciences told them he lied, as you say. Principle, he said, "The body of Christ is out of the sight of all his saints." CC page 47. The body of Christ is out of sight to those who presume they are saints from reading scripture. But to those who are cleansed and purified by the grace of God to become sanctified and thus true saints, God is seen by them. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we will be, but we know that when he appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. 1 John 3, 2 Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matt 5, 8 For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Cor 4, 6 And all of us, as with an unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Cor 3, 18 Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. Notice how the false prophets ignore any scriptures that don't fit their opinions. Answer. The apostle said, "They sat with Christ in heavenly places, and the saints are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and the church which he is head of is his body. And everyone that eats his flesh knows his body given for the life of the world, and the body of Christ is not out of the sight of the saints that are in the church. Therefore, you ministers and teachers who say Christ's body is out of your sight are not saints, neither are you of his church, which is his body, neither have you eaten his flesh, nor known what is given for the life of the world, but are out of the sight of the church, which is his body." Principle. And you say, "They shall have a greater judgment without them than they shall have within them." See page 48. Answer, the scripture said, "If you judge yourselves, you shall not be judged of the Lord." Principle, and that place in Jude he brings to prove that all men have not the Spirit. See page 49, where he said, "They walk after their own ungodly lusts, these be they who separate themselves, being sensual, and have not the Spirit who went in Balaam's way." See how difficult it is for these false prophets to grasp that all men have the Spirit. If so, what need is there for their preaching? They cannot offer deliverance from sin, so they must somehow create a distinction between those inside their sect and the world outside. Their distinction is those inside have become acceptable in the sight of God on the basis of some trivial work of their newly created law. Saying a sinner's prayer, getting baptized in water, eating bread and grape juice, tithing, confession to a priest every week, etc. This is heathenish ritual. This is witchcraft that magically makes you acceptable to God, while still being a slave to sin, and therefore while still a slave to Satan. According to Christendom, God welcomes slaves of Satan into heaven, but in reality, this is Satan pretending to be God welcoming his slaves into hell. Nothing impure or unclean can enter heaven. Answer. Jude shows that they went forth from the Spirit and turned the grace of God into wantonness. And this does not make for you or to your purpose, but rather against you. And the same Spirit that reproves the world leads the saints into all truth. There are several degrees of Spirit. 1. The first that all men have, being the light within and the Spirit poured out on all mankind at Pentecost. 2. The sealing of the Spirit, an additional measure until the day of redemption, given to those who are obedient to the Spirit in the first measure, and 3, on the day of redemption when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit that burns up all the chaff sin, after the wheat, good works, have been gathered by the Lord. When the Lord appears to destroy the residual spirit of Satan within you, and when the Lord is resurrected in you, as you become a totally new creature. Jude is speaking of these false teachers not having the Spirit as defined in degrees 2 and 3 above. Principle, he said, that God did not give the law that people should live in it. See page 49. According to this false prophet, God gives us laws with no expectation of being able to obey them. This makes God unfair, deceptive, unjust. The claim to be minister of God has no idea who God is or what are his characteristics. God is perfectly just, perfectly fair, incapable of deception, pure, holy, and separate from sinners. God is also very logical, and if an idea about God doesn't make common logical sense, then that idea about God is wrong. Answer. And the scripture said that they who did the law had life and were justified by it. For do this and live, said God to Moses, and therefore you would make God a liar who cannot lie, who say that God did not give forth his law that men should have life. Are not the curse and the death in the transgression of it? Christ is the end of the righteous law, who is the light that does enlighten every man that comes into the world, which believing in, he comes to be a child of light. Which light you blasphemously call conscience, or natural, which light is Christ, the foundation of God, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, that with the light they might see Christ who has enlightened them, the foundation of God, from whom light comes. And the apostle said, the law is spiritual and just and good. And so you are carnal and have not yet come to the law that is spiritual. Principle, he said, he who will but observe the motions of that light which every man has within him, say they, so as to obey and close in with it to follow it, shall undoubtedly save himself from the wrath to come. Now this is clearly a great error, you say. See page 50. Answer. Contrary to John's doctrine and Christ's, who said, the light that does enlighten every man that comes into the world is the true light, that men through the light might believe. Therefore they are enlightened, and he who believes in the light shall not abide in darkness, nor in error, nor in condemnation, but shall have the light of life. Said Christ, I am the light of the world. And he said moreover, believe in the light, before they be children. Believe in the light that you may be children of the light. So every man is enlightened with a light before they are children with the true light. He who believes in the light is a child of the light. He who does not believe in the light condemns him. Principle, and whereas you say, the law gives not life nor justifies. See page 50. Answer, it is false, you are mistaken in the scriptures and rebuked by them. The law gives life to him who obeys it and lives in it, and he that does it lives and is justified. The doer of the law is justified, and not the hearer only, and the law is righteous and just and good. But Christ Jesus, the law and the Spirit of life, which is the end of God's righteous law, is the justification to life, God's righteousness, who is the end of the other law. And the Apostle Paul said, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Principle, and you would make it an error to say, the saints are saviors of the world. See page 50. Answer. The apostle said, when he wrote to the saints, he would save himself and others, and this was by the power of Christ. And Jude said others saving with fear, but hating the garments spotted with the flesh. Now you are a deceiver, and not a savior both of yourself and others, and ignorant of the power and the Spirit. Principle, he said, there is no such scripture as faith, the light within the conscience. See page 52. Answer. Contrary to the apostle who said, the light shines in their hearts and is not the conscience there in their hearts. 2 Cor 4. And Christ said, they will not come to the light, lest their deeds should be by it manifested, and they by it be reproved, and this is not conscience nor nature. And the apostle Paul said, our rejoicing is the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have had our conduct in the world. Principle. The new covenant which God promised to write in their hearts, he calls the law by nature. See page 52. Answer. And thus he is stumbling at the cornerstone and errs in his judgment. For what orders nature is above nature, and all naturalists and transgressors call it natural. Dr. Glisson's paper concerning James Parnell's death in prison, the lies that are in which are not worth mentioning, but will fall upon themselves. But here is one of their lying slanders taken off. They who strike at the rock split themselves, and the blood of that innocent lies upon their heads. Principal, in the preface he said, that the most knowing part of these Quakers have received their principles from Rome. The Quakers were frequently accused of being from Rome. Why? Because the Quakers denied the fundamental tenet of Protestantism, created by Martin Luther, that everyone who believed in Jesus was instantly saved, justified, sanctified, holy, pure, righteous, and a saint. The Catholics believed you only became a saint by many good works, and everyone else had to go to their invented purgatory before going to heaven. But the Quakers believed that you must first be crucified on the inward cross of self-denial, becoming pure, joining in union with God, and then being directed and energized by God to do works according to His will. The Catholics have no cross, no purity, no union with God, and deny the possibility of one's entire words and works being directed and energized by God. Answer: it is false, for the instructions which they have received are from Christ, who is glorified with the Father before the world began, and before Rome was or revilers either, which makes the world to rage. The cornerstone, the light, which lightens every man that comes into the world, and was before it was, which makes the beast and the false prophet and the Pope and you to arm yourselves against the Lamb and his light, which he does enlighten every man that comes into the world withal. And the priests' instructions have been from Rome to set up their schools to make ministers and temples east and west with a cross at the end of them. And the tenth, which they imprison men to death for, and their preaching by the hourglass and naming their colleges and mass houses by the saints' names, your instructions have been from Rome to do these things, but the Lamb shall have the victory. Glory to the Lord in the highest forever. Continue to next rebuttals. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and His kingdom.